spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. We begin and commence in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Marhaba to the final episode of the series called The Spiritual Splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, it is the last episode and silsila of this program that you are watching. So we say marhaba, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers that have joined us from throughout the globe by the social media or the satellites. Alhamdulillah, we say this month shall be mubarak for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel, through the sadqa and wasila of Sarkare Baghdad, Huzuri Ghose Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. What makes this final program even more exciting is that once again, Jiha, in the final and last episode, I am accompanied by our esteemed guest, Maulana Abdul Qadir Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. And once again, we would love to welcome him in our program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Marhaba Muasa. Once again, we are going to be discussing the sacred and blessed teachings of Sarkari Baghdad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And how few and selected words, Muasa, which are so meaningful. Allahu Akbar. And those sentences shall change the life of many people. For Allah Azza wa Jalla has given these awliya Allah such wisdom and hikmah, Allahu Akbar, that could be reflected through their statements, their mubarak and blessed pearls that could flow from their mouths, subhanAllah. They have been noted and jotted down by the scholars of Islam and narrated from time to time. And these messages have been conveyed from chest to chest, Mawasab, through knowledge and ilm, Allahu Akbar. So many people have reformed through these statements and sentences that are so meaningful. So we will recite them and read them for barakah and blessings, even make some kalam upon them, Mawasab, so that we could have an open understanding about those matters relating to the deen of Islam. So stay tuned with us till the end of today's program as well, dear viewers. Ghose Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali used to give bayans, Mawasab. He used to give lectures. And there is a little history behind this as to how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his mubarak saliva into his mouth. Yani after they had commanded him to give speech and bayan, and prior to that, the impact, or there was a situation, whereas when he used to give bayan, there were situations and things that used to occur due to which he would hesitate from giving lecture. But since he had the honor of taking in the blessed saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his state was such, Mawasab, that when he would lecture, then angels would cover that gathering, Mawasab. Allahu Akbar. Insan to insan jo aakar ke ghosipa ke bayan se mala mal hua karte the. They used to gain so many blessings after listening to the lecture. But the blessings of such gathering is such that the attendees would not only be insan, but rather, jinns and angels would attend such gatherings. The nur and tajalliyat in such gatherings are just beyond imagination, Mawasab. So Ghose Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala continued with his speech, Mawasab, in this way here. Yeah. And he gave his first bayan, his first lecture. And Allahu Akbar, Ghose Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was then in that state, Mawasab, when he would lecture, people would, lose their state, Mawasab. No. That condition, they would go into another state altogether and they would experience the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani so much of athar and power in his tongue that when he would speak, it would touch the hearts of people. And this used to change the lives of people. Janazas and Mayyits would sometimes leave such gatherings. People would listen and focus on the sin that they had committed when he would give an islahi bayan. And that would have a deep impact. And therefore, hundreds and thousands of robbers and sinners, Mu'asab, repented on the sacred and blessed hands of Ghotifak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So people from all walks of life would attend his gathering. Islamic scholars and jurists will all gather at the mahafil and gatherings of Ghotifak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His sermon was such that it is stated, Mu'asab, 400 people with pens and inkpots used to attend his gatherings and would write his irshadat and sing masab. They would jot down his points. Allah. So this is the truth and the reality, masab. Such ulamas and scholars would come. And as the shayr says so beautifully with regards to this, that such ulamas used to come. And he describes this in the language of poetry, of course, in Urdu. He says,
محرر چار سو مجلس میں حاضر ہو کے لکھتے تھے محرر چار سو مجلس میں حاضر ہو کے لکھتے تھے ہوا کرتا تھا جو ارشاد والا غوث اعظم کا یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ احمد مختار نے ان کو لعاب اپنا چٹایا احمد مختار نے ان کو تو پھر کیسے نہ ہوتا بول بالا غوث اعظم کا یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی.
Subhanallah.
So Mu'asab, yes, his first bayan, his first speech, how that atmosphere and environment may have been, 400 ulama, scholars, jurists, muftiyani kiram waha, aapki majlisoh mein, yani Ibn Jawzi jaise hazarat Mu'asab, and ulama and scholars would attend his gatherings and note down the ilmi bayanat of Ghawsi Pak. What impact, Mu'asab?
I would like to first start with the Durude Ghawsiya, inshallah.
Ji, Mu'asab.
For the husul e baraka, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin ma'adunin judi wa karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim.
MashaAllah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. And now, as Mu'asab has beautifully explained, the ta'sir and the impact of the teachings and the deliverance of the bayan of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him that ta'sir about which the Buzurgan Deen, they say, Guftay u Guftay Allah buwad. Garchi az khulqu me Abdullah buwad.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
They only say what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains them to say.
The awliya, the friends of Allah, subhanallah.
And now, with regards to the ink pots, you know, the 400 people, they used to scribe and you know, they used to transcribe the lectures of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah ta'ala. As we see in nowadays time, when there is a press conference, you'll see a couple of, you know, guys from the press with their shorthand writing, you know, and they note down everything that is happening at the event. But personally, I haven't seen such a gathering where there are 400 people or 400 people in a press conference writing whatever has been said.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And this is unique to the bargah of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah ta'ala. Imagine only if 400 scribes are there, only 400 scribes, what would be the number of masses that accumulated and learned at the feet of Sayyidina
Allah, Subhanallah. It's just amazing, Mu'asab.
400 scribes.
What scholars he may have produced, Mu'asab.
Allah.
His khulafa, his muridin, his own awlad, Mu'asab. Yani the ilm and knowledge of his sons, Mubarak, blessed sons. who also travel throughout the globe and spread Islam. It's just amazing to learn. Acha Mohsab, throughout his life, promoting Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar is their only concern and their maqsad. Enjoining good, promoting good, asking people to join good, ordering good and forbidding evil is their mission, is their maqsad. With regards to enjoining good and forbidding evil, he radiallahu anhu was never concerned, never ever concerned about the authorities and would even present the call towards righteous khalifas. Yani, he would present his call towards righteousness to the khalifas, ministers, kings, and any person of authority that came in front of him. Ghawse Pak never feared delivering haq, Masab. And this is they say Marde Khuda, Masab. You know, the men of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla given him such authorities and powers. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would declare haq on his pulpit, Masab, on his mimbar. Allah. He would declare what is haq, and anyone who would make a tyrant rule over people, he, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, would object to him. He would stand for haq. He would never ever be hesitant. So in this way, Mohsab, in totality, it is stated that 33 years of his blessed zindagi, of his physical and earthly years and life, was spent in giving dars, in teaching dars, and writing fatawas, whereas 40 years of his blessed life was in delivering the Madani pearls of his speeches and the piece of advice that he had given in the early stages of his life. 40 sal was spent in this way. Yes. So, Allahu Akbar, in this way, Mohsab, at the age of 90, in the year 561 Hijri, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, made parda from this dunya. Today, what we learn about him, what we hear about him, subhanallah, really is an amazing thing to think about. That imagine those people that surrounded him, that sat with him, that attained his company, that became his murid directly, Allahu Akbar, that learned under him. Such are his khulafa, Mu'asab. To understand the maqam of Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, just learn about the status of those who sat in his company, Allahu Akbar, of those who learned from him, what tasarrufat and what ikhtiyarat Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted the khuddam of Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is another faculty, discussion to discuss at another time altogether. But his sayings and his irshadat are very, very powerful, Mu'asab. So something to mention about that, Mu'asab, with regards to his statements and his sayings and teachings.
Huzur, 33 years you mentioned. 33 years, meaning if we have to analyze his life and his contribution, then that means over one third of his life was spent in teaching and propagating the Islamic teachings, Allahu Akbar. And moreover, as Mohsab has said, that 40 years he had preached, you know, and he had reformed people for 40 years, Allahu Akbar, which is, alhamdulillah, the Madan mission of Da'at Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And alhamdulillah, due to the faizan of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this faiz will continue till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. And one more thing to keep in mind for viewers out there, that Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he delivered his first speech in Shawwal in the year 521 after Hijrah. So after that, there was no stopping, Allahu Akbar. Before, he was hesitant and he presented an excuse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he had asked him, as Mu'asab has mentioned, why don't you preach? And he had said, being an Ajami, meaning non-Arab, how can I speak in front of these eloquent people, you know, in Baghdad, Allahu Akbar. And when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his saliva 7 times, subhanallah, that changes the whole condition of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala. And furthermore, he's even encouraged by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, his own Jaddi Amjad, subhanallah. So this is the faizan of Ghawsi Azam.
Subhanallah. Actually, together with that, Mohsab, Ghawsi Pak's teachings focuses a lot on practice what you preach.
Yes.
He gives a lot of advices to scholars who mention words, who are orators and speakers. that your words are like the bullets. Once it's released from the cartridge, Masab, it's never going to return back to the cartridge.
Okay.
He given many examples, and this is so important in this day and age. We notice, Masab, that baat karne wale kafi milenge. A lot of people can be found, those who are talkers, but very few are those who are practices, Masab. To practice what you preach is an art altogether itself, Masab. And therefore, there is a narration and hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that some dwellers of heaven, of Jannah, they will go towards the dwellers of hell and ask them, for what reason were you sent to hell? Although, halaki, by Allah azza wa jalla, we have entered heaven as a result of your bayan. आपके बयान ही की वजह से तो हम यहाँ पहुंचे हैं, आपके बताए हुए बातों पे हमने अमल किया तो हम यहाँ तक पहुंचे हैं, फिर आप यहाँ क्यों, यहाँ क्या कर रहे हैं, what are you doing here? So then they will reply, whatever we used to advise, we would not act upon it ourselves. हम खुद अमल नहीं करते थे तो बस यही वजह है कि हम आज यहाँ हैं. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullah alayh was a teacher who was a practical teacher. He himself stayed awake for nights. And therefore, when his mureedin and those who trained and gained tarbiyah directly under Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. But people used to come and leave their children by Ghawse Pak and say, Ya Sayyidi, hum chahte ki hamara bachcha aap hi ki tarah bane, aap apne paas inki tarbiyat karein, apne madrasa mein rakhein. For barakat and blessing, Mawasa, from throughout Baghdad, people would come and leave their children. But all of these powers and abilities in his tongue, and this is one of the reasons, Mawasa, they say that the only time an advice can have an impact on the heart is when the orator, yani the lecturer himself, makes amal upon his own advice. That's the time Allah provides asar and ta'thir in his zaban, in his tongue. When he speaks, there is action, Mawasab. Chale hum ek dua mang lete, Mawasab, saath mein milkar ke, inshallah, Allah ta'ala hume amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye.
Amal ka ho jazba ata ya ilahi. Amal ka ho jazba ata ya ilahi. Gunahon se mujhko bachaya ilahi. Amal ka ho jazba ata ya ilahi. Gunahon se mujhko bachaya ilahi. Ibadat mein guzre meri zindagani. Ibadat mein guzre meri zindagani. Karam ho karam ya khuda ya ilahi. Karam ho karam ya khuda ya ilahi.
Ameen, summa ameen, Allahumma ameen. Remember, deeds could be a very few, but consistency is very important. Being consistent upon the little good that we can do. We should try for more, we should target more. And what is fard is another topic altogether. We have no excuse for that. But we need to add more to our routine to attain more closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla and to get rid of the sins of this world, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the teachings of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And, you know, his sayings, Masab. In one aspect, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali focuses a lot on the nafs.
Subhanallah.
He alerts his mureedin. And this is the tariqah, Masab, in Sufism, yani in this tariqah, in this path, where they focus on training those who train under them with regards to how should one defeat Iblis, how should one fight with Shaitan. And they start with the nafs, Masab. They start within themselves. So they get this in control, Masab. And Ghawse Pak focused a lot on the nafs, his aqwal, his irshadat. For the viewers of Madani channel, nafs is more dangerous than Shaitan.
Allah.
Nafs is more dangerous than Shaitan, because this was the same nafs. This was the same nafs that destroyed the faith of Shaitan, making him deserving of eternal disgrace.
Allah.
Uske paas bhi to nafs hai, aur yehi nafs ki wajah se wo bhi khud mara gaya. خود ابلیس مارا گیا وہاں سے. ایکسپلیننگ نفس ہے کیا, سفیان اکرام نے الگ الگ ارشاد فرمایا کہ واٹ از نفس اٹسلف. اب خود حجت الاسلام حضرت علامہ مولانا محمد بن محمد بن محمد غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, آپ نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ نفس has several meanings and one of the meanings of nafs is something that stimulates the lust and anger in humans. Lust and anger. Sufyan ikram often use this word because in their opinion the nafs is the power that develops negative traits in human beings. So they focused a lot on this. So undoubtedly the one who follows his nafs will be destroyed. Allahu Akbar. And talking about how Ghawse Pak convinces people how to control this, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala had said the nafs only suggests evil, only gives you mashwara to do evil. It is in its nature, it will be reformed after a long period of time if you keep on reforming and working towards it. Otherwise nafs will never ever tell you to do good. It will always convince you to cheat, to lie, to deceive, to hurt people. So it is compulsory for you to oppose your nafs all the time. So we should get ready to oppose our nafs. Muhasaba, bas tayar ho jaye ki bas humne uska muqabla karna hai. Allahu Akbar. So at another place Ghawse Pak himself has said that always keep saying to your nafs that your righteous earnings will benefit you and your bad earnings will prove to be a curse for you. Apne nafs se baat kare, speak to your nafs and tell your nafs that due to your demands and due to you being arrogant and you having all these desires, you are going to put me into trouble and problem. So the lesser you desire, the lesser I have to account for. Speak Allah. To your nafs, he says, speak to it. It's within you, so you speak to it. Allahu Akbar. And says, no other person will perform deeds with you, or no one will give you anything out of his deeds. O bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jalla, keep performing righteous deeds, and it is necessary to oppose your nafs. One who prevents you from evil is your friend, and the one who misguides you is your enemy. He is your dushman. He is the one who will destroy you, and he's shaitan. So, alhamdulillah, we should, dear viewers of Madani channel, focus on these mubarak, mubarak, mubarak irshadat. When we say ki hum Ghawse Pak se muhabbat karte hain aur hum dawa bhi karte hain muhabbat ka, to we should follow his teachings and listen to how he has explained these Madani pearls, Ma'asab.
Allah Akbar. You know, to consume murg musallam is not the sunnah of Ghawse Pak, right? But to control that feeling, that urge to go and indulge in extravagant activities, you know,
Allahu,
that is the teaching of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam.
Just too deep, mashallah, Masab, subhanallah. Abhi hum kalam ki janib jate hain. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ghawse Azam, 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 Sheh Jila.
Mandal ka bae.
Subhanallah, dear viewers of Badini channel, kya dabe jis pe himayat ka ho panja tera sher ko khatre mein lata nahi kutta tera sar bhala kya koi jaane ki hai kaisa tera auliya malte hain aankhein wohe talwa tera. What a kalam and manqabat composed. and penned by Imam al-Kalam, al-Shah Ahmad Riza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Masa, one of the reasons why people don't have control over nafs is because hum nafs ke waro ko nahi pehchante. Auli Allah ne jo dikhaya, samjhaya, bataya, the speciality was to inform and identify those special, khas, intricate attacks, fine attacks of the nafs, how they work. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala explaining this, yani pointing towards the same thing, yani nafs, how to control this, iske war kaise hote hain, aap farmate hain. The person who attained and got the company of a arif billah, the one who has the ma'rifat of Allah azza wa jalla, then he recognizes his nafs. Masa. Yani company se agar hamara company acha hua, if we attained the company of the pious, then the blessings of this is such that you will recognize your nafs. Ab ye closeness agar hame mile muhasab, ye qurb ek bahut khas cheez hai muhasab, hame qurb sirf gardish karne se nahi milegi balki amal karne se bhi milegi muhasab, ki hum kare fir amal bhi kare, not only recite the khatme qadriya fir hum namaz bhi chhode, hum khatme qadriya pad rahe hain lekin hum unke bataye hue irshadat pe amal nahi kar rahe hain, then there is no practice involved. It's important to attain the company, to learn from this company. And when we will be in this halka and this type of mahol, mahol of Madani Qafila, mahol of Dawat Islami, in which Garvi is made almost every time, Muasab. Garvi Sharif is like almost every day for us. Allahu Akbar. Making Milad al Nabi Sallam is like having Milad in your home via Madani channel, Muasab. Aaj agar hamari koshish ye ho ki, the one who has the company of the bondsmen of Allah, yani saints of Allah, so make sure that your company and the people that you associate yourself with should be God-fearing people, khote khuda wale hon, pious people who don't miss their salah, who motivate others, Masab. And then when you attain such company, then you will surely link yourself with, you know, such people who have the ma'rifat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because you are training yourself to meet with such people, and when you do, then the barakat and the blessings of such is arafa nafsahu, he will then recognize ki wo khud kon hai, what is his own nafs. Allah. And when he recognizes his nafs, he will then understand how his nafs tricks him, how his nafs makes him perform evil actions and deeds, and then he will have some control over that nafs. So he rahmatullahi ta'ala further said, undoubtedly it is one of the attributes of the saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that when they look at the person, yani kisi par aap, yani kisi koi wali nazar kar de muasab, when they cast their sight on any person, their attention, then they cast their attention to him, yani his heart, and then his faith, due to which his belief system and his steadfastness increases, muasab. He becomes more sabit kadam. Muasab, we have come to the end of the program, and alhamdulillah, we had such a fantastic program, muasab, understanding this. We hope that you have enjoyed all these programs and episodes and series. Dear viewers, share this as well. It is available on the social media. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla make this month and this day Mubarak for you. Ameen. And we leave and sign off once again, reminding every one of you, this is the slogan of this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. Our mission here is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir. Spiritual splendor of Rabi'ul Akhir.